isn't a next bit." Lord Vetinari raised an eyebrow. "Mr. Pump," he said.
"Unless ordered to do so by duly constituted authority," said the golem.
"I've never heard that bit before," said Moist. "Haven't you?" said Lord Vetinari, in apparent surprise. "I can't imagine who would fail to include it. A hammer can hardly be allowed to refuse to hit the nail on the head, nor a saw make moral judgments about the nature of the timber. In any case, I employ Mr. Trooper the hangman, who, of course, you have met, and the city watch, the regiments, and, from time to time, other specialists, who are fully entitled to kill in their own defence or in protection of the city and its interests." Vetinari started to pick up the fallen pieces and replace them delicately on the slab. "Why should Mr. Pump be any different just because he is made of clay? Ultimately, so are we all. Mr. Pump will occupy your place of work. The fiction will be that he is your bodyguard, as befits a senior government official. We alone will know he has additional instructions. Golems are highly moral creatures by nature, Mr. Lipvig, but you may find their morality a shade old-fashioned." "Additional instructions," said Moist. "And would you mind telling me exactly what his additional instructions are?" "Yes." The patrician blew a speck of dust off a little stone troll and put it on its square. "And?" said Moist, after a pause. Vetinari sighed. "Yes, I would mind telling you exactly what they are. You have no rights in this matter. We have impounded your horse, by the way, since it was used in the committal of a crime." "This is cruel and unusual punishment," said Moist.
"Indeed," said Vetinari.
"I offer you a light desk job, comparative freedom of movement, working in the fresh air. No, I feel that my offer might well be unusual, but cruel, I think not. However, I believe down in the cellars we do have some ancient punishments which are extremely cruel, and in many cases quite unusual, if you would like to try them for the purposes of comparison. And, of course, there is always the option of dancing the sisal two-step."
"The what?" said Moist.
Drumknot leaned down and whispered something in his master's ear.
"Oh, I apologize," said Vetinari. "I meant, of course, the hemp fandango. It is your choice, Mr. Lipvig. There is always a choice, Mr. Lipvig.
Oh, and by the way, do you know the second interesting thing about angels?"
"What angels?" said Moist, angry and bewildered.
"Oh, dear, people just don't pay attention," said Lord Vetinari. "Remember the first interesting thing about angels I told you yesterday? I expect you were thinking about something else. The second interesting thing about angels, Mr. Lipvig, is that you only ever get one."
Chapter 2. The Post Office. In which we meet the staff. Glom of Knit. Dissertation on rhyming slang. You should have been there. The Dead Letters. A Golem's Life. Book of Regulations. There was always an angle. There was always a price. There was always a way. And look at it like this, Moist thought. Certain death had been replaced with uncertain death, and that's an improvement, isn't it? He was free to walk around, well, hobble at the moment, and it was just possible that somewhere in all this was a profit. Well, it could happen. He was good at seeing opportunities where other people saw barren ground. So there was no harm in playing it straight for a few days, yes? It'd give his foot a chance to get better. He could spy out the situation. He could make plans. He might even find out how indestructible golems were. After all, they were made of pottery, weren't they? Things could get broken, maybe. Moist von Lipvig raised his eyes and examined his future. The Ankh-Morpork Central Post Office had a gaunt frontage. It was a building designed for a purpose. It was, therefore, more or less, a big box to employ people in, with two wings at the rear which enclosed the big stable yard. Some cheap pillars had been sliced in half and stuck on the outside. Some niches had been carved for some miscellaneous stone nymphs. Some stone urns had been ranged along the parapet, and thus architecture had been created. In appreciation of the thought that had gone into this, the good citizens, or more probably their